I have a learning disability on top of having Asperger's syndrome.
George Rodriguez is from the Bronx and majoring in arts and letters at SUNY Buffalo State. He's receiving assistance from Accessible Academics, supporting his college learning. The agency provides a transitional program for young adults to navigate college after high school.
A lot of times they're used to a whole committee of people there to help them. They're told what they need to do and when. And when you're an adult and you're in college, it's all about your decision.
Ann Showers is CEO and founder of Accessible Academics. She explains, like Rodriguez, students in this program have an array of learning or developmental disabilities, a mental illness, a traumatic brain injury, or cognitive behavioral difficulties.
But once they go from traditional K-12 to higher education, now it's ADA, where now it's about reasonable accommodations, where they have to be eligible and they have to only get a certain number of services that will just level the playing field. So it's a very different form of support, and it's not at the same level that they're used to.
Students receive support in academics and learn about life skills. It's also an approved program through Medicaid self-direction.
We qualify as a transition program through self-direction. And so students that get a self-directed budget can request from their...
Showers tells WBFO News some of the biggest challenges their students experience is understanding their disability and the impact it will have in their adulthood.
What happens is they develop this pattern of getting through school, and it works really well in high school. And a lot of students see success in high school because they have all that support and they're used to doing things a particular way. For example, they'll say, oh, I was able to do my homework more last minute because there's not a lot of homework. Or I was able to just memorize everything because that's all that was required of them. When they get to college, they think that the same rules will apply.
Keeping up on everything, depending on the subject matter. For example, I'd say in the past, math, that was something I would definitely need assistance with.
For Rodriguez, he describes gaining the right guidance for his college course load.
I feel without their assistance, I probably wouldn't be at the point I am right now in college.
And this is a student that started out taking only one or two classes at a time to going and taking classes full time.
Not only has this program helped students with special needs graduate from college, but it also assists in students seeking internships towards successful employment.
And we've helped students with all different types of needs. So, for example, we had a student who just needed help with getting an internship and navigating what that is like with the college level internship and his first real job. And since working with us, he was able to complete that successfully, and now he's working full-time at a Fortune 500 company in IT.
The program reached one of its first milestones last year as it was awarded a two-year $80,000 grant from the Peter and Elizabeth Tower Foundation as a startup fund. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.